Hey there, Story Miners. Welcome once again to the Memoir Club, where everyday memories become unforgettable stories. So grab your favorite drink, open up that notebook, and settle in. I'm your host, Wayne Jordan, and today we're digging into a memory that just might surprise you. So let's get started. Welcome back. In episode 9, let's talk about an approach to writing a road trip memory. I'll start with a personal story. In the summer of 1974, my wife and I left College Park, Maryland, with a loose plan and 2 months to reach her hometown of Golden, Colorado. It was the kind of road trip you could only take in your 20s. No deadlines, no reservations, just a dog-eared roadmap and a sense that the journey mattered more than keeping to a schedule. We zigzagged across the country in my 1963 Ford Falcon sedan, pitching our tent in state parks or crashing on couches when we passed near friends. One of our stops was the Missouri Ozarks, where we met up with friends who suggested that we go spelunking. You know, crawling around in a cave. Now, up to that point, all my caving experience came with gift shops and guided tours, but this sounded like an adventure. My wife, less enthused, stayed behind to tour our friend's farm. So, the guys and I grabbed some flashlights and followed our self-appointed leader down into a massive cave. Well, at first it was fun. The air was cool, some slippery rocks, our voices bouncing off limestone walls. We were like a bunch of 10-year-olds. We laughed and called out like kids on a playground. But the deeper we went, the more the dark seemed to press in. And after about 40 minutes, the first flashlight flickered and went dead. A few minutes later, another did the same. And at that point, with only 2 flashlights left, we turned around and headed for the exit. But it wasn't long before the other 2 flashlights flickered and died. And so did the laughter. We found ourselves sitting in a pocket of absolute blackness. Couldn't see your hand in front of your face. No hint of sunlight, just 4 young men on their haunches, blinking into the void and pretending not to be scared. Except I wasn't entirely unprepared. Before we left, I tucked a tiny backpacking flashlight into my shirt pocket. You know, one of those stubby palm-sized Duracells that you keep around just in case. And the guys mocked me for bringing it, saying it was a toy and worthless in a dark cave. But now in that dark cave, we were glad we had it. We sat in a tight circle and used what little light we had to carefully disassemble the broken flashlights. We swapped batteries, tested bulbs, screwed them back together. We managed to piece together 2 working lights, enough to see the cave floor and avoid anything that might drop out under us. Well, it took a while, but we made it back to the mouth of the cave with a new respect for both geology and proper equipment. In retrospect, I can't believe how stupid we were. Caves are dangerous places. Some people go in and never come out. In fact, when I think about all the stupid things I did in my youth, I'm surprised I'm still walking around drawing breath. What stays with me about that story isn't the cave or the fear or the flashlights. What I remember most are those first few moments sitting in the dark when the mood of the group shifted. We went from carefree to careful, from joking to focused teamwork. You know, it's funny how a road trip can surprise you like that, turning an afternoon adventure into the kind of story you carry with you even 50 years later. Now, here's the thing about road trips. They're rarely about the route on the map. They're about who was in the car, what you talked about, what you didn't say until you were tired and lost. And that's what makes them great memoir material. If you're trying to write a road trip story, don't worry about getting every stop in order. It doesn't have to be chronological. Instead, anchor the story in one emotional moment, a song that came on at just the right time, or a silence that seemed to last forever, a flat tire that led to something unexpected. Here are a few writing trips to help you shape your story. Start with a single stop. Don't write about the whole trip. Find a moment that tells the bigger story. Use movement to pace the memory. To keep readers' and listeners' attention, you need to build tension or reveal change. So talk about a dangerous road or a breakdown or a storm. If a situation made you tense then, it's worth telling now. And lean into the little details. You know what I'm talking about. The lingering smell of fast food in the car, the sound of tires on gravel, or the heat rising off the road. Those sensory cues bring a scene to life. And don't be afraid to show conflict. Road trips are pressure cookers for relationships. So here's your key takeaway. When you write about a road trip, you're not just writing about the miles. You're writing about a moment where you stepped out of your routine and into the unknown. And that's where memoir lives, in those unpredictable places where something changes. So don't worry if your story doesn't have a tidy ending. Just start with a feeling, a place, or a person, and follow the road wherever it leads. Well, the jaunty accordion music tells me it's time for Listener's Mailbox. So let's dig in, see what we've got. This week's question comes from Dolores in New Mexico, who writes, I keep getting stuck on the idea that my writing has to sound literary. I'm not trying to write a novel. I just want to tell my stories. But everything I write either sounds too plain or too stiff. How do I find the right voice? Dolores, finding your voice can be the hardest thing about writing your memoir. Memoir isn't about sounding literary. It's about sounding like yourself. Think about how you'd tell a story to a friend over coffee. You wouldn't use fancy metaphors or a dozen adjectives and adverbs. You'd speak from memory, from feeling. That's the voice you want to write in. So if what you're writing feels stiff, tell the story out loud and record it on your phone. You'll hear your natural rhythm, your word choices, your phrasing, and that's where your writing voice lives, not in the grammar, but in the cadence and honesty of how you speak. And if it feels too plain, oh, good. Plain is powerful. Plain gets out of the way and lets the story through. Here's your prompt of the week. Write about a road trip memory. Here are a few ideas to help you get started. Pick one scene that sticks in your memory, like my cave story, for example, and then write it like you're telling it to a friend. Describe what the car looked like, what the road felt like, what music was playing, what voices you heard, signs you saw along the road. Focus on the moment something shifted. Your mood, the conversation, the sky, sometimes might be your sense of direction. If you need more help, subscribe to my Story Sparks newsletter. You can download the Scene Builder Workshop to help give structure to your story, and you can subscribe at memoirclub.net. Remember, the tale doesn't have to be epic. It just has to be true. Well, that's it for today's episode. Thanks for joining me. If you're enjoying the podcast, don't forget to check out the Story Sparks newsletter. Each issue includes a link to the latest episode, the weekly writing prompt, and a printable scene builder worksheet to help you turn memories into stories. It's free, and it's a great way to keep your writing going between episodes. You can subscribe anytime at memoirclub.net. I'm Wayne Jordan, and I appreciate you spending a little time with me today. Until next time, keep telling the stories that only you can tell.